Souls are crying, men are dying.
Greetings, friends and radio listeners, and welcome to this program of the R.G. Hardy Ministries. As we come your way today proclaiming, yes, souls are crying and men are dying, won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Knotts inviting you to stay tuned to the program today and even exhorting you to pick up the phone and give someone a call, someone you know who's discouraged and down in their faith and need a spiritual boost. Today's message by my father, Brother Hardy, Abraham's kind of faith, is just the kind of word that they need from the Lord today. So stay tuned, and we'll be joined by my father, Brother Hardy, for this powerful message, Abraham's Kind of Faith. I'll be back at the close of the program to tell you how you can get a copy of this powerful message. And now, Brother Hardy.
I'm going to give you a picture of what the devil does once you pray, the prayer of faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God, and you get in a service, and God's anointing the word of faith, and you're catching it, and you're getting inspired, and then all of a sudden, they give you an invitation to turn that faith loose for whatever it's for. And you get up there and you say, I believe God. I thank you, God. You've done it. And you rejoice then. And then the devil comes. Two things he does. First of all, he sends a lying demon to you to lie on God. And then he goes to God and lies on you. I can hear him say to God, I know that they prayed a prayer of faith, and if they hold on, you got to do it. He said, but just delay it a little bit. Delay it a little bit, and they'll cast their faith away. And a lot of people fall into that category. If it don't come right now, they're all shook up and throw their faith away. It's kind of like me. I'm a creature of this. If I send away for something and they tell me UPS is going to send it at a certain time, I'm going to have patience the first day. It's going to be hard, but I'm going to have patience. But after that, I'm looking down there for the UPS truck. In fact, I get too much stuff through the UPS. I don't have to see it. I know the Saturn motor. How many say amen? And if that thing doesn't come, man, in the natural, I get all shook up. What's the matter with this thing? UPS trucks gets flat tires too. Sometimes man makes a mistake and sends it to the wrong place. I know Brother Ed, our missionary in Kenya, was sending me some pictures and material about the meetings over there. And it was supposed to come to us. And you know what? I gave it its time when it should have been here and it didn't come. And finally, I called DHL. That's the people that were supposed to deliver it. And usually it's within about 5 days. And you know what I found out? They sent it to Europe. But you see, I had to have patience. I couldn't say, it ain't going to never come. I had to have patience. And sometimes when you pray, the enemy asks God to let him delay it. Because our faith is not to be in the natural. Our faith is to be in the Word of God. And we got to see the fulfillment of it with the eye of faith. Remember, Daniel prayed 3 weeks. Finally, Gabriel come with the answer of his prayer. And he said to Daniel, the first day you prayed, God heard. And God sent me with the answer. But I had to come through the domain where Satan rules. And the evil prince that stands for Persia withstood me 21 days and hindered me. How many say amen? You see, that's where faith comes in and patience. Because we got to wrestle against not flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world. We just got to keep praying. See, Daniel kept praying 21 days, and that fortified Gabriel until finally God said, okay, I got to release this prayer. Because probably the devil done said, the Lord, if you delay it, he won't do it. But here's old Gabriel hanging in there, and he sent Michael down to take and whip the enemy and release the prayer. So a lot of times the devil tries to get in it and messes it up. But you hang on in there, and if he has to, he's going to send Michael and Gabriel to loose the thing. It's going to come. See, most of my prayers are answered by angel messenger service. God sends the angel and sends the message. If it's really something that the devil don't want me to get, he's going to try to stop it. And then he's going to work on me and ain't going to come see. What are you believing for? Man, I told you in the beginning it was impossible. What are you believing for? But you don't give up. Abraham had to believe for 25 years. Woo! Some people can't believe 25 seconds. He had all kinds of things to stop him. But God's working out a purpose and a plan. When God first spoke to Abraham, he spoke in the future. I will make thee. I will give this. I will do that. But as Abraham grew and his faith didn't fail, then God spoke in the past. I have made thee a father of many nations. And Abraham believed it when he wasn't even a father of none. And his wife got in it with his concubine and brought Ishmael. And that's why Israel's got all the trouble now. You know, a lot of times we try to get in and help God and we mess the thing up. You just stand still and believe. Stand on the promises. As far as God is concerned, the minute he makes a promise, it's done. The minute God promises something, it's done. You can take it to the bank. The moment he makes the promise, the fulfillment of it might be not seen then. Just like if you had a loved one that you hadn't heard for in years and they're in Europe, and you say, God, send that loved one to me. He ain't going to reach over in Europe, grab him by the hair, and bring him over the ocean and bring him in your prayer room. He's going to work it out. You got to bring that faith. You got to bring that second stage of faith and hope, patient, confident expectation to receive what you've already believed God for. When God makes a promise, fulfillment of it might not exist at that time. The promise is made, but the guarantee is there. You can take it to the bank. The moment that God says to Abraham, I will make thee a father of many nations, and your seed shall be like the stars of heaven and the sands of the earth, you can take it to the bank. And Abraham never saw the fulfillment of that promise. How many knew that? He didn't see his seed that's now like the stars in the sand. He didn't even see Jacob and his 12 that would bring the 12 tribes in. But that promise was guaranteed and nothing could stop it, and Abraham stood on it. I believe when he got in heaven after a while, God let him see all of them. Someone said, the sand is natural Israel and the stars are spiritual Israel. And he's got more spiritual seed than he has natural seed. You can take it to the bank. Like somebody said, God said it, I believe it, that settles it. And the devil going to run up to God and say, let me see if he really means that. Let me see if he's going to doubt. Let me see if I show him everything opposite, he's going to throw their faith away. Cast not away your confidence, which has great recompense and reward. For you have need of patience. Here's a definition of hope. That after that you have done the will of the Lord, that you might receive the promise. Patience. And the thing that works patience is tribulation. But tribulation works hope. And hope makes not ashamed. You won't be ashamed because you doubted and threw your faith away. You're patiently, confidently expectant. You're waiting for the heavenly UPS truck. You're waiting for the fulfillment. You are assured. Your faith assures you. Your hope believes in what faith has done, and he's waiting. What is one of the greatest illustrations of patience? It's that the Lord's going to come. That promise was made 2,000 years ago. He hadn't come yet. I'm glad he hadn't come because we're still here. We would have missed it. Some people say he's come. I'm glad he hadn't come yet because I'm expecting to go. I'm not going to be expecting to be preaching anymore up here. Somebody said to me that my mother's preaching in heaven. No, she's done all of her preaching. She's shouting. When I get to heaven, I won't have to preach no more. I'm going to be in my shouting phase, in my glory phase. Now, the Lord didn't come, and the devil come to you today and say, well, you got faith. Because that's what they did in Paul's day. They came and says, where's the promise of the Father? Since the beginning of time, from the fathers, everything's gone on the same. Where is the promise of his coming? Said the devil said he didn't come today. I said, stick around. He might come tomorrow. But one thing I'm sure, one of these days he's going to come. And another thing I'm sure is because I won't cast away my faith and confidence in the Word of God, I'm sure I'm going to be in that number when the saints go marching in. Do you plan to be in that number? You just stand on the Word. Come on, give him a good clap offering. Don't you accept anything negative or contrary to what God says. Let every man be a liar, but let God be true. When the devil comes, you need to get it straight up front. So, devil, let's get it straight up front here. And let's have an understanding. God said it. And God can't lie. And he's not a son of man that he has to repent because he can't do it. Because God said, if I said it, shall I not bring it to pass? If I've said it, shall I not make it good? Now, God said it. He cannot lie. His word cannot fail. It's going to happen. So save yourself a lot of energy and don't come around and talk to me no more. Because I believe God. Amen. Jesus said, if you abide in me, my word abide in you. Catch that. Not only in Christ, but you got to get the word in you. Word in you and you in Christ. Ask what you will and it shall be done unto you from my Father in heaven. Now, who am I going to believe? The devil that is the father of the lie, or I'm going to believe in Jesus who is the truth? Am I going to believe in a God that cannot fail? Huh? Am I going to believe in the word that cannot fail and a God that cannot lie? Am I going to believe in him or the devil? I shall believe God. Come on, give him a clap offering.
Amen. What an inspirational and soul-strengthening word from God's Word by my father, Brother Hardy, Abraham's kind of faith. What do you need when you've been waiting on the answer to your prayer and time is passing by without the fulfillment? When things seem to be getting worse instead of better? When you're facing insurmountable obstructions and you feel like just giving up? What you need is Abraham's kind of faith. The faith that won't lose hope even when hope is against you. That will enable you to believe against hope. To not stagger in unbelief at the promises of God, but to remain fully persuaded that what God has promised, he is able to perform. You need the faith of our father Abraham, who believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness. Now the Hebrew text actually states that Abraham believed God and said amen. And Paul said in Romans 4 that we are to walk in the very same steps of our father, Abraham. And this anointed teaching by Brother Hardy will tell you how you can walk in the steps of your father, Abraham. How you can believe against hope when hope is against you. How you can have Abraham's kind of faith. This message is available either on audio tape or CD. You can receive it on two audio tapes for your love gift to the ministry of $10 and ask for offer number 100T as in tape. Or it's available on two CDs for your love gift of $18 to the ministry and ask for offer number 100CD for two CDs. Abraham's Kind of Faith. Address your request to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203, or go online at rghardy.org.
Attention, Christian friends. Are you blessed by the inspiring messages that you hear on the radio program each day? Well, if you're not already a member of the Faith is Action family, we would like to send you a copy of our monthly publication, Faith is Action, in which we include inspiring messages and teachings like the one you heard on the radio program today. All you have to do is write in for your free copy. Request Faith is Action magazine.
Send your letters and request to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. That's P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. You can also visit rghardy.org for more of our CDs.